Magnavox presents Odyssey, the electronic game of the future. Odyssey easily attaches to any brand TV, black and white or color, to create a closed-circuit electronic playground. Odyssey gives you all the exciting action of hockey and 11 other challenging play and learning games for the entire family. Odyssey, a new dimension for your television. Now at your Magnavox dealer. He's listed in the yellow pages.
Hello, sleepyheads. It's Bobson. Sorry to wake you. I know you're all fast asleep, so you'll be well rested for another day of toiling away for the capitalist machine. But hopefully, this brightens up your Thursday morning a bit. My producer, social media user, has ordered me to do a show where every call is a different idea. But you know what? I don't take kindly to being ordered around. Maybe I'll start and end the show with the same idea. What are you going to do about it? Stalk me online? Psh, good luck. I don't use social media, except for my show Twitter, which I've posted childhood photos on. Okay, crap, I gotta go delete those. This is Bonersode 114. Today is January 26th, 2022. Here we go.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Karen?
Yes.
Hey, Karen, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. There's gonna be a crew coming by your house tomorrow afternoon, and they're just gonna be dropping off.
Okay.
They're just gonna be dropping off some supplies in your garage.
And someone's going to drop something off at the, in the garage?
Oh, yeah. You know how we're doing that Make-A-Wish Foundation thing? They're going to be out here this weekend, but, you know, before little Marky gets here and everything, they got to set it all up. So they're going to be, you know, just dropping off the decorations and everything in your garage.
I'm not familiar.
Maybe there's a miscommunication here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you off guard. Let me.
You totally caught me off guard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was just reminding you. I thought you already knew about it. Let me just kind of bring you up to speed since, we're not on the same page here. So, a few months ago, Dustin agreed to do this Make-A-Wish Foundation thing. We're going to be fulfilling little Marky Valentine's dying wish. He's that poor local boy you might've heard about in the news.
No.
Oh, okay. So his last wish is he wants to play around in a real-life Minecraft environment. And so they're going to be putting all kinds of multicolored blocks,
you know,
in your garage. And then
You know what? I'm not going to okay this. This is not good. And I have to take this call.
Well, no, Dustin already, you know, it's like a done deal. Like, I'm just reminding you.
It's not a done deal. Nope.
Well, no, it's... Nope, yeah, it's don't. Like the crew's going to be here,
nope,
to set it... Karen, why are you being like that? It's for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
No.
Kind of selfish.
I don't. Not really. Nope.
It's just a fun thing for him to do. He just wants to break a bunch of multicolored blocks with a pickaxe. That's all. It's not the end of the world.
You're not.
I mean, it's the end of his world, but.
You're not going in my garage.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, John, it's Winston with the HOA. I was just talking to Karen a minute ago. I think there was just kind of a miscommunication between us.
Yeah.
Did she explain to you what's going on? Like, I don't know if you're with her right now or anything, but...
Well, so what's happening?
I was just calling to remind her about the thing that's going on this weekend with the Make-A-Wish Foundation that we're doing in the neighborhood. And, yeah, she seemed kind of confused and just kind of hung up on me. I mean, I didn't mean to catch her off guard like that, but, you know, I was trying to explain as best I could.
I don't think she hung up on you. I know she's talking to somebody now. Maybe the phone just got disconnected.
No.
I'm not sure.
If she was really living up to her name, like just got all kind of nasty with me and hung up.
No, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I'm not taking this.
What do you mean? Oh, is that Karen in the background?
Winston from the HOA? Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, tell her to zip it so we can have this conversation here.
No, don't tell me to zip it.
No, not you. Not
you're
you.
You're with our HOA.
Not you.
But you just told me to tell my wife to. No, hold on. Hey,
well, yeah, we're trying to have a conversation, and the woman's just.
Winston, you're still talking. Winston, you're still talking.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to have a conversation with you. You know, man to man here.
Right, but I'm trying to talk to you, and you keep interrupting me.
Well, no, she was
now,
the one interrupting.
HOA.
She was just prattling in the background.
Okay, so forget about my wife. You and I are talking.
Okay,
and you are with our HOA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What? Just can I talk, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I talk? Just as yes or no.
Yes. Try your best.
Well, I can. I'll really do my best if you quit interrupting me.
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt.
So you're with our HOA.
Yeah.
Okay, you're with our HOA.
Uh-huh.
You are.
Yeah, tell Karen to shut up back there. See, like, we're trying to talk.
What's your last name, Winston?
Beauregard. She's just running her mouth like she's the one interrupting you. I'm listening just politely and quietly here.
Okay, so your name's Winston Beauregard. That's all I need to know. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Oh, so now you're going to hang up?
Because I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to talk to the HOA about you.
Well, no.
Quit hassling me.
What?
Do not talk to me.
I'm not hassling
you. You hear me? Goodbye. Because I'll call my attorney next.
Hello.
Hello, Lee.
Yes.
Hey, Lee. It's Winston with the Condo Association.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just calling to ask if you could please not bombard the neighborhood with light anymore. We had a few complaints about that recently.
We don't have any lights on at home.
Well, no, it's not like the lights. I guess it's just your TV, maybe, or I don't know. Maybe you're opening up your refrigerator at nighttime. Just whatever's going on, you know, it's none of my business. But if you could just try to keep the light to a minimum.
We don't go to our refrigerator at night. I don't know what they're talking about. We look out over the town.
Well, no, they're complaining about the light that's coming from your house, not the town or anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where do they see light coming from?
From your house.
No, it's impossible.
Oh, no, it's definitely... See, Jerry was out there with a spectrometer the other day, and yeah, it was definitely coming from your house. So he just tried to, I don't know,
at
just turn...
At what hour?
Just all hours of the night. And just make sure you just turn down the TV brightness, you know, because that's probably the main cause. You're just bombarding the whole neighborhood. What?
I don't know who's doing this, but it's crap.
Well, no, it's not crap. It's several different people that were complaining about it. It's no big deal. You're not in trouble. It's just you just got to make sure that you maintain a limit within reason.
We go to bed about 10:30.
Yeah.
We keep our lights on at that until we go to bed.
Oh, I know, but it's not necessarily lights. See, you know those little LED lights on electronics, like the little red light on a VCR.
How in the living hell can that disturb anybody?
Well, no, just it all adds up. It's not any one thing. It's just you need to cover up any kind of little, you know, standby light. Just tape over them and you know, Sharpie on it, or I don't know, use electrical tape or something. Just whatever you have, just cover them up, you know, because otherwise,
in a community that's lit by that monstrosity hotel.
Hey, this has nothing to do with the hotel. Don't be trying to pass the buck. Come on, Lee. Just trying to reason with you here. Just make sure you don't open up your fridge at night either, because that thing just lights up the whole neighborhood.
This has gone too far.
What do you mean? No.
I resent this kind of complaint.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to resent. You got to take that back immediately.
Oh, I resent it.
Oh, no, you better not. You better not resent it. I'm going to have to put you on a report. And also, when Mary gets up to go to the bathroom, just, I don't know, maybe you can just get her like a flashlight or something, because the bathroom light, oh man, that thing goes up like the sun.
The drapes are drawn.
I know, but the light particles go right through the drapes, and it's waking up Cody. Cody's over there, he's complaining, he's trying to get his shut eye.
What a bunch of bullshit.
Hey, Lee, come on, there's no need for that. There's no need for that kind of language.
Our privacy is being invaded.
What? No, nobody's invading you. We're just asking you to turn the lights down, that's all. Cover up those LED lights, those little standby lights. It's like the 4th of July over there every night.
We've been here for over 20 years. This is the first time anybody has talked about this.
Yeah, I know, but there's new, you know, there's ludicrous. There's new, what?
I said it's ludicrous.
Oh, you're ludicrous. Come on, this isn't an unreasonable request.
Yes, it is.
You're getting all mouthy with me over nothing.
Have you finished?
Well, no, I need to talk to Mary.
About what?
Her late night bathroom trips.
It's I that get up during the night.
Oh, well, no, not according to our sensors. No, it says here on the report that Mary gets up. She needs to just go to the bathroom before she goes to bed. That'll take care of the whole thing right there. Or even better, just wear a diaper. You know, that's what I do.
Wait a minute. Tell me your name again.
Winston.
Vincent?
Yeah, and just tell her to wear a diaper. You know, that's what I do. It takes care of itself. You just get up and hop in the shower.
Vincent.
What?
If you want to report me, you go right ahead and report me.
Oh, no, you've already been.
How in the hell does a neighbor know when my wife goes to the bathroom at night?
Oh, I didn't say a neighbor knows. The sensors know.
The sensors know.
Yeah, the neighborhood.
Well, they detect whether it's a woman or a man.
Of course, yeah, they have omnidirectional sensors.
Oh, you're nuts.
Hello?
Hello, Margaret?
Yes.
Hey, Margaret, it's Winston with the HOA.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how are you? How are you doing?
Pretty good. What can I do for you?
Oh, that's hot.
Nervous. Are we in trouble?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. You're not propositioning me, are you? Oh, that was weird. Kind of awkward. Anyways, I just need to let you know about the construction work that's going on tomorrow. Jerry just wanted me to give you a heads up because it's going to be kind of noisy and everything for the next few weeks.
Oh, sure. The next few weeks?
Yeah.
What kind of construction work?
Well, the other day we had some surveyor out here from the city, and it turns out that building 13, you know, your building, it's slightly higher than what the city allowed us to zone for. And so we're technically out of compliance with the zoning department or whatever. So long story short, we need to lower building 13 by exactly 1 inch.
Oh, that's crazy.
But what's going to happen is they're going to be digging out a kind of a cavern beneath your building. And then once they have it all dug out, then they can put in this hydraulic system and they're going to lower your entire building exactly 1 inch.
But you know what that's going to do? That's going to push all the water that comes in through our front door when it rains. And we already have a problem with water coming over the threshold.
Well, no, it won't be a problem because see, we're going to put in little ramps, you know, like at your garage and your door and everything. There'll be a little ramp, a 1 inch ramp.
Well, I don't, why didn't we get an attorney to ask for a variance?
An attorney? Oh, no, we can't afford that. That's not in the budget. Nope. It was a lot easier to do it this way because.
Well, not for you. It is for you, but it's not for us. This is not going to work. Why? This just doesn't seem right.
Okay. We need
when are they going to start this?
Tomorrow morning, bright and early, they're going to be out there just doing.
No. And it's going to go on for 3 weeks.
Well, 3 weeks is going to be the drilling. First, they have to drill and, you know, just with the boring machine and everything.
Oh, no. You know what? No. Oh, Jesus.
It's really not even that big. It's not even that big of a deal. Like, it's all on the outside. So.
Which city department? Oh, sure. Noise and vibrations for 3 weeks, and then we got to put up with whatever collateral damage there is.
Oh, there's not going to be any damage. See, because they have these real sensitive.
I'm going to call Jerry.
Oh, no,
Winston,
Jerry. Jerry's in a meeting right now. He can't be bothered. He can't be gotten to. So that's why he wanted me to call you.
Well, he better fucking get bothered.
Hey, Margaret, you need to watch that mouth. You need to watch that mouth, young woman.
Well, I apologize for that.
Well, you should.
But this is
you need to get some soap.
This is not acceptable.
I'm gonna have Larry soap your mouth out.
Well, very funny. He's gonna be angry about this too.
Yeah, but he better not be using curse words either. We'll have to soap his mouth out.
Well, you know what? It's grown up world. I guess if we have to tolerate this, you can stand one F word.
Well, no, it's triggering me though. It's triggering me emotionally.
Well, I'm sorry that's sensitive because I'm very angry, but yeah. I'll leave a message.
Yeah, but
for
you
Jerry.
need to take into account my emotional state. Like I am a very unstable person, and when things go, you know, off the rails like this, I get very anxious And I go into a state of panic.
Well, it's coming off the rails for us too, and we have more of a personal investment. But I am sorry I triggered you and caused you distress.
Well, that's okay. Let's just move on. But anyways, so once they get the hydraulics down there and everything, it's going to be pretty cool because, like, if you're at home, it'll feel like you're in an elevator as it lowers the building.
Wow. This just did not come up overnight. Wow.
Also, I need to let you know about the barrier wall that's going up. See, because you were mentioning like the water runoff and everything. We're going to be putting in a wall around the entire complex, like a giant four-story.
Well, when it runs, how is the wall, use your head, Winston, how is the wall going to keep rain from falling into our entryway and flooding into our house?
Oh, no,
because we're now lower than the...
Well, okay, I misspoke. It's not really a wall. It's like a protective dome. It's going to encase the entire neighborhood. So it's going to block out the rain and everything.
Now, a dome that will be there permanently or just for construction?
Permanently, yeah. We're encasing the entire neighborhood in a glass dome.
What is that going to do to property values here? That's just crazy.
No, it's gonna increase the property value because the entire neighborhood is going to be protective from the harsh elements. It's almost like a fallout shelter in a way. Like there's going to be a giant iron door.
Well, you know, I don't want to live in a vault.
Well, okay, but it's not a vault. The dome is see-through. I'm just saying, like, the door makes it, like it's a blast door. You know, so in the event of civil war, or an attack from aliens, or just anything like that, we'll be protected.
Please listen to me. Please don't go goofy. Stay with me here.
Go ahead.
Why didn't the HOA give us a vote on this dome?
And when it comes to, you know, protecting the neighborhood from, you know, climate change and alien invasion and, you know, attacks from sentient clouds and things like that.
You're not helping. This isn't even for real. Why didn't we get an email?
Well, no, we wouldn't put that up to a vote. You know, we have to protect the neighborhood.
Well, it's been here 22 years. No.
Just put Larry on. Where's Larry anyways? Let me just talk to the man.
Okay, I'm done with you.
Hello?
Hello, Don?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Don. It's Winston with the HOA.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to remind you the new security booth. They're going to be installing that tomorrow. They should be there at about 9 o'clock to set it all up.
I know nothing about any security. I'm not even in town. I'm in Chicago.
Oh, well, Dustin said that he emailed you a couple months ago, or I think it was back in November.
I wonder, what is this involving? What's supposed to be put in my crotch?
Oh, it's going to be a security booth. Yeah, we hired a new security service for the neighborhood, and they're wanting to set up a booth, you know, like a kind of like a little mini base of operations for them. So they're going to be putting that in your garage. That's the only reason I was calling, just to remind you, but I thought you already knew.
Nobody even asked me about this in my garage.
Oh.
We're never even there much and stuff, so I don't know what this is or what this is about anybody asked me about this. I know nothing about it, so you can't use my garage, so.
Oh, well, no, I won't be using it. The security services, yeah, it's just kind of like one of those, like a mall security booth kind of thing. It's like a little kiosk. There's not much to it, really.
In my garage?
Yeah.
Now, okay, so why are they putting it in my garage? How am I supposed to park my cars when I come out there?
Well, as far as I've been told, the booth is, you know, like it's not all that big, so you'll still be able to squeeze a car in there.
No, I don't want to. That's my private property. They can't come in my garage. Sorry.
I'm not calling to negotiate with you. I'm just letting you know it's already decided and everything. They're already doing it.
Okay. So now I'm going to lose part of my garage because of you guys deciding to put a kiosk in my garage.
It was, you know, the women had a say in it too. It wasn't just the guys. It's not a boys' club around here. No need to be sexist about it.
Okay, but sure. Okay, so what I need from you then? I need something from you guys then in writing that shows that I gave you permission to even...
See, that's the thing, though. Like, we don't technically need your permission. It's like a neighborhood upgrade, so there's really nothing to object to here.
Yes, it is. I see he's going inside my garage, where I have personal property.
Well, no, he's
going to
be in the booth. The security guard will be in the booth. He's not going to be, like, poking around your garage and rifling through your things.
What booth?
The booth. We've been talking about this whole time. Silly.
Where's that going to be?
That'll be in your garage. We've already established that. Why are we going back to the beginning?
Inside my garage?
You're just talking to me in circles here. Like,
okay.
I don't understand the circular logic that you're using.
I don't understand what's going on here. Okay, so that means he's going to have to get inside my garage.
Like, really, what do you have to hide? Like, what's in your garage that you don't want people seeing? You know, that's the mystery here.
Well, you don't have any permission to trespass.
Well, I don't need your permission because I'm not going in there, Dumbo. The security guard is. And you're never even here anyways. What's the big deal? You're acting like a big baby about this.
Excuse me, sir? Acting like a big baby?
Yeah, you're just throwing
a
fit.
You have to get inside my... Okay.
It's like you haven't had your nap or something.
God, you're such an asshole, boy.
No, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just...
You'll hear from my attorney. Thank you.
Why are you suing me? What are you going to sue me for? Hey, you can tell your eternity to go suck a D, all right? A big fat D.
Well, you can go fuck... Well, maybe if you have a dick, maybe you wouldn't have to be such a pussy, asshole.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes?
Hey, David, it's Winston with the HOA.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How have you been?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, hey, Dustin wanted me to remind you about the thing that we're doing this weekend with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The crew is going to be coming by your house tomorrow at about 10 o'clock.
For what is that for, then?
Oh, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation thing that we're doing? There was an email about it a couple of months ago, had all the details and everything. Yeah, we're just going to be setting up those decorations in your garage tomorrow.
Decorations in my garage? I don't know anything about this, actually.
Oh, shoot.
And my garage is packed to the gills. What were you thinking?
Oh, yeah. Well, the crew will move everything out that needs to be.
I might have got something and just didn't read the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, let me just bring you up to speed then. Basically, what we're doing is little Marky Valentine, you know, that local boy you might have seen in the news. His last wish is he wants to play around in a real-life Minecraft environment.
I'm sorry, in a what kind of environment?
Minecraft. It's like a video game. And so basically what we're doing is we're going to be decorating your entire garage to make it look like the game. It's going to look like a dungeon with all kinds of multicolored blocks and fake lava. And there's going to be, you know, people dressed up as creatures like zombies and things like that. And then on Saturday, little Marky Valentine, he's going to come over and he gets to just run around and just break all the blocks with a toy pickaxe.
Well, it sounds pretty cool. Yeah. I don't have any room in my garage at all.
Oh, yeah, okay. The crew's going to move everything out for you. You know, they'll put it all in the moving truck and everything. They have it all ready to go.
I mean, I would love to help. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a great cause. It's
yeah, absolutely.
That, yeah, it's just that, you know, if you saw my garage, you would know what I mean.
Well, that's why he hired a whole crew. Like, there's going to be, you know, like four or five guys. So they're professional movers. So they're going to move everything out just temporarily, put it all in a truck.
No, wait a minute. When you say everything, you mean everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have to empty it out because because he's going to be...
Absolutely cannot do it. You can't do it. I've got shelving units. I've got...
Oh, yeah. They're going to safely just take it all down and pack everything up and... Because, see, here's the thing. Little Marky, he's going to be swinging this pickaxe around, breaking all the blocks. Because, you know, that's what you do in Minecraft. And we don't want him to break anything of your belongings. So yeah, they have to move everything out.
I'm sorry, but you just can't do it. I mean, you're going to have to find somebody else. I mean, the guy right next door to me has hardly anything in his garage.
Oh, yeah, but see, here's the thing. Like, there's already been a contract signed. It's all kind of a done deal at this point. They're definitely using yours. Yeah, I'm just...
Well, I didn't sign any contract.
Yeah, but the, you know, the property management did. It's just kind of between them and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You know, like I said, it's all for a good cause. So
well, I know that.
There's nothing to
that,
really object to here.
If you look around, when you see garage doors that are open, you see a lot of garages that have hardly anything in them, maybe one or two cars and not much more.
Yeah.
You would understand what I'm saying if
you
saw my garage.
Oh, no, I understand completely. You're right. They probably should have chosen somebody else, but at this point, it's already been decided, and yeah, I'm just letting you know.
No, it hasn't been decided because I didn't approve it.
Okay, well, see, that's...
You don't... Listen... You don't make decisions.
Settle down. Settle down.
Don't be quiet. I'm trying to make a point here.
Yeah, I know, but you're getting steamed up for no reason. Just calmly.
Well, no, there's a very good reason because you haven't seen my garage, and
I don't need to make plans. I don't need
to
see it.
You don't make plans without notifying the party involved.
Well, no, it's not but it's not my plan. I'm just the middleman here. I'm just relaying a message, and you're spinning like a top over there.
Well, okay, here's the deal. There's, I'm saying no, okay?
Oh, no, and but you, I, can't, and again, you can't say no. You can't say no. It's already a...
Yeah, I can, because it's my garage.
Well, no, but it's just for it's for little Marky Valentine. You're not going to say no.
I understand the
cause.
You're
not going to say no to a dying boy, are you?
Oh, don't pull that on me.
Well, what?
I understand what you're saying. I understand the cause, and it's very worthy.
It's a factual statement. It's a good question. It's a dying boy. He's not going to be with us for much longer. And he just wants to use your garage to just go haywire with the pickaxe. And you're really going to tell him no?
Don't pull that on me.
Now that I've put it in, guilt trip on me.
Okay?
No, it's not a guilt trip. I'm just now that I've put it in perspective
That's exactly what it is.
Well, no, I just put it in perspective for you. So now you should be fully on board with this.
Well, I'm not, because you didn't give me any leeway on this. I could have gone through my garage and got organized.
Okay,
well, I could if I had known an event. You call me the night before and tell me.
Well, yeah, I thought you already knew about it. You know,
I did not.
Well, you had to read your emails. It's not my fault that you don't know how to read.
Okay, that's it right there. You're not going to insult me.
No, I didn't insult you.
I don't know how to read.
I'm just saying you didn't read your emails. You don't know how to read emails. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know how to read emails. Well, thank you. You know, what kind of bullshit is this?
No, it's not.
You're insulting me. Like I said, right up front.
I bet I know what happened. You were probably reading it on your phone, and you turned your phone, and then it rotated upside down. And so you just couldn't figure it out, and you just got frustrated. I bet that's what happened.
Okay.
These darn
contraptions. I'm going to tell you again. I'm done with this bullshit.
Oh, you're bullshit. You're the one that's denying a dying child's wish.
I'm a very reasonable person. I very seldom get upset about anything.
Reasonable person that denies a child's wish.
Here you go again.
Like, you're going to be in the news. Like, you're going to be kind of famous. Like, that's another, you know, just icing on the cake for you. Like, you'll be the town hero.
Find a garage that doesn't have hardly anything in it.
Nope, it's already been decided. I told you.
It has not.
Oh, yes, it has. It got decided without you.
That's my point. You decided you're going to use my garage without me even knowing it.
It wasn't my decision, you big silly Billy.
I don't care whose decision it was. You're not doing it.
Well, no, I'm not doing it, Dumbo. The moving crew is.
A lot of it has to do with not only with the way you've handled this, but the fact that I wasn't notified in advance. And that might be my own fault.
Those are just minor details, though, when it comes to the life of a child. So when you really weigh it, when you compare the two, your grievances are insignificant.
What you're saying makes no sense all you'd have to do is look inside my garage, and you would know exactly what I'm saying.
Well, first of all, I'm blind, okay? So that's deeply insulting to tell me to be looking in your garage.
Well, how do I know that you're blind, man?
You can't tell by the sound of my voice?
No, I cannot.
You're just being insensitive to dying children and disabilities.
And to you, because you're blind, even though I didn't know it.
Yeah, that's what I said about the...
I have very poor hearing, okay? So...
Oh, you heard me loud and clear. Don't be trying to guilt trip me now.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is a done deal. I'm saying no. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. It is a done deal. It's done, and they're going to be there tomorrow.
No.
And also, David, we need you to dress up like a creeper. You're going to be one of the creatures that chases after little Marky.
No.
Don't
dictate to me what you're going to do in my garage.
Well, no, we were just hoping you'd voluntarily do it because it's the right thing to do.
If you had been more diplomatic about it.
Okay, will you please put on...
that I don't know a thing about this
in
advance.
Hey, shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up,
I have an important question that I need to propose to you in a very diplomatic way.
Okay, well, let's try that. Go ahead.
Will you please put on a green suit and chase little Marky around your front yard?
I don't have a green suit or a front yard.
No,
okay?
You know what I mean. Just out in the street and the driveway and everything. Don't be a smartass about it. We got you the suit.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks again, social media user, for agreeing to dress up like a llama and let Marky ride around on you. God damn it, that's what I should have asked David at the end. Maybe next week I'll do an entire show of the Minecraft idea over and over and over until I get it right. That'll be thrilling. Thank you, everyone, for supporting the show. I really appreciate it, and hope you're enjoying the bonersodes. I gotta get to bed, but first, here's a song for Bob. You are now about to witness the strength of Bob Saget. Bob Saget.
Those nights that started off so damn good. No fights, no fuss. It's understood that when you go to the bar,
man, we ain't leaving till there's girls in the car.
Well, this night started off just like that. Except Jamie's what? In the driver's seat, Saget's in the back.
We rolling on 20s to the club, pull up front. Saget's in the back seat, rolling a blunt.
Valet opens up the door to park the car. The bouncer at the front don't wanna let us in the bar. Bob says,
here, let me show him some affection.
Then he walked up, wound up, cold clock decked him.
Started screaming for the bitch to respect him. Next thing you know, we're in the VIP section.
When crew runs deep like this, you wanna brag.
Who you rolling with,
man?
I'm rolling with Saget.
Who you rolling with,
Bob? Get with Bob Saget. Numero uno, nobody does it better.
Who you rolling with,
Bob? Get with Bob Saget. The illest motherfucker in a cardigan sweater. Now tonight's young, but everybody's getting tipsy.
Bob's in the booth with a chick from Poughkeepsie.
He's ordering the Dom Perignon, just drinking from the bottle.
Making plans to leave the club at three models.
That's when DMX and 50 Cent walked in.
Nah. Bob stood up and said,
who are you again?
At first, all they did was stand around and stare.
Till X pushed Bob and 50 hit him with a chair.
He's in a car again, khaki shoes and no socks.
You want hardcore motherfuckers?
Pull out a Glock.
I got a cock like a donkey, hard as a rock. And a trigger finger itchier than chicken pox.
Everybody threw their hands in the air.
Bob's drunk with a gun and he just don't care.
We on the floor, he's on the table now, firing shots.
Paris Hilton's on the cell phone, calling the cops. He blew the smoke off the tip of his gun.
Bob Saget, bitch, you better act someone.
Who you rolling with, Bob? Get with Bob Saget. Numero uno, nobody does it better.
Who you rolling with,
Bob? Get with Bob Saget. Illest motherfucker in a cardigan sweater.
Bob grabs us and the girls, we run out the back door.
Says he's feeling froggy, that he's still hungry for more.
He's in the back seat getting busy again.
Asking the girls if they're lesbians.
The girls start kissing, now my dick's getting hard.
Let's go to my place, the hot tub's in the backyard. I got beer handy, an ounce of kush. Yo, Jay, pull up. In a bush.
When you're rolling with Saget, there's no time for rest. This motherfucker's flipping bottle caps off of a chest.
Shouting, I'm Bob Saget, this is what I do. My house, my car, this is my crew.
Oh.
I only hang with Jazami and Stu.
Patrol the mean streets of Malibu.
Night, boys.
Tomorrow night, we gonna do it again. Bob Saget, my best friend.
You rolling with
Bob. Get with Bob Saget. Numero uno. Nobody does it better.
Who you rolling with
Bob. Get with Bob Saget. Illest motherfucker in a cardigan sweater.
Who you rolling with
Bob. Get with Bob Saget.
Night, Michelle.
Well, we ought to bomb China.